But realistically, we're looking for a minimum, obviously, one seat in Donegal North East, and Councillor Charlie McConnell-Logue is running a very strong campaign there, and I think it's effective, and we're hopeful of that. And in Donegal South West, obviously, Antonisht and Mary Cochran and Senator Breena Donal are two very strong candidates, and we're hoping to win a seat there as well. And the feedback I've received, I've been talking to the Antonisht and to Breena, and it's strong. Obviously, it's a challenging election. But nonetheless, I think they're very enthusiastic on the ground in terms of party members canvassing and so on like that. So we're expecting a good response.
It certainly would have been boosted, though, had you had the time to come to either constituency. I think we're only two of a handful that you didn't manage to make it to. Why so?
Well, basically, as you know, I became leader only about 4 weeks ago. It's been fairly hectic since then. And obviously where we have key people like the Antonisht, and in some constituencies like that, they've decided to, they understand that with the challenges in terms of trying to get around to as many places as possible and also fulfill the obligations one has in terms of national media and the debates. And obviously there was the debates, it took a while to get them organized because we wanted them earlier in the campaign, and because of disputes as to how many debates would be there and when they would happen, they knocked our schedule off, and we lost, I think, about 2 days on that. And because of strong personalities like Mary Cochran and others, and the people of that calibre said they'd, look after particular areas for us. But obviously I'd love to have got to Donegal because I'm no stranger there. I've been there on many occasions in the successive ministries I've served in.
Former Fianna Fáil Deputy Dr. James McDaid 2 years ago suggested that Fianna Fáil should have gone to the people at that stage and perhaps let Fine Gael in to see what it's like when you're actually on the field of play. In hindsight, do you believe this election should have been called a couple of years ago, perhaps 18 months ago?
Well, you see, hindsight is a great virtue, obviously, and I know Jim was speaking with sincerity on that occasion. I suppose the challenge for those in government was the enormity of the issues facing the people. We felt our obligation was to the country, and to deal with the major issues that were coming on the desk in terms of both the banking and particularly in terms of the economy itself. And there was a tsunami of issues over the last couple of years which had to be dealt with, and one had to put party considerations to one side in dealing with those issues. And that was the fundamental motivation, obviously, in maintaining government and in getting budgets through and so on to ensure that we would put the country back on the road to recovery. It's been very challenging. It's been very difficult. But nonetheless, it's clear now from the export figures, even yesterday again, in terms of 2010, that on the export side of the economy, that there is a recovery underway there.
Do you think some of it, though, perhaps may have been down to the stubbornness of your predecessor?
No, I wouldn't think so, to be honest. One thing you have to say about Brian Clough is he had a sense of duty and he had a sense of obligation in the post that he served in. And that manifested itself in dealing with the very big economic and financial problems that came on his desk as Taoiseach. He would have considered going to an election 2 years ago as running away from problems, and that wasn't his style or his demeanour or his disposition, and he wanted to face up to them and deal with them.